You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? We heard from special teams coordinator Chris Tabor a moment ago, and Matt and I are going to give you our five takeaways on the special teams group after the offseason. Matt, I'll let you lead it off.
I will go first. And a guy that I thought would be the biggest offseason addition from a special team standpoint via trade, which is Andy Lee. And the asset that he will be to this team, which will have to figure itself out offensively and be dominant on defense, Andy Lee should be seen at as a weapon. He is going to flip the field. He's going to pin them deep. And as we know, and we've referenced when we when we acquired Andy Lee, the percentages, the small percentage that teams go 90 plus yards to score touchdowns. So his ability to pin teams deep with that big leg, and as Chris Tabor just talked about, a team doesn't want to bring it out of the end zone or doesn't want to return it when they know they have a good cover team bearing down on them.
Agreed. I think that I'm going to build off that. Number two is that gunners like Johnson Batamosi and Marlon Moore become incredibly important when you have a guy who can outkick the coverage. You need guys that can get down there consistently and be effective, and I think it's going to help those guys make that spot. So look for those gunners to play a very, very big role here.
Right, and to even take your point and even further, and something else I wrote, I said there's decisions to be made as those position/specialists on this roster. We've continually talked about how competitive this roster is going to be, and the team wouldn't deviate from guys making teams simply as specialists. So it's going to be difficult, but the one thing you do not want to do is have your talent dwindle and have a bunch of young players with no experience in the NFL covering down those punts or kicks, regardless of how good your kicker and or punter is. You want guys that have been there and done that. That's the likes of guys like Tank Carter, who's played special teams his entire career. You know, guys like Craig Robertson, who's going to play defense, 50, 60, 70% of the time, but is still, which we saw last year, and I was, very excited about, his ability to still give everything he's got down on special teams. So guys that can do both participate on offense or defense, but really take pride in their ability to play high-quality special teams.
My other next point would be, I think that the return games are going to be much improved this year. It's clearly a point of emphasis. You're going to have guys like Duke Johnson and Justin Gilbert getting in the mix off as kick returners. I think that's going to help and pay very, very big dividends for this team, hopefully in the field position game. And I think you're seeing a lot of competition at punt returner as well. Duke Johnson taking some of those, Gilbert taking some, Taylor Gabriel getting a lot of look. And we know he has speed. Plus, can a guy like Travis Benjamin, can he return to form?
Yes. Lastly for me is the kicker position. This team in the last decade has relied heavily on their kickers. They're able to move the ball, struggle down in the red zone, and kick field goals. Now, we hope that trend changes, but the one thing that we cannot have, because it will lose you football games, is inaccuracy at the kicker position. Now that the extra point has moved back, yes, it's still a chip shot, but we need our kicker to be 85%+ accurate or 80%+ accurate on field goals. He'll be forced to kick some long ones, but we hope we have an offense now with playmakers to get the ball down to the red zone when we cannot convert. It should be a sure thing to put points on the board.
Yes, that's going to be key. And finally, when you look at the special teams group, it's been a complete overhaul. So you want to see how they gel in training camp. It's going to be a new holder, a new snapper, new kickers. And do these young kickers, do they make it? Do they stay here? Do they make it the whole way through? Those are going to be the things to really watch in training camp.
It definitely is. You're right. And I think it will take the leaders like Craig Robertson, whose career got started on special teams. It'll take the guys like Tank Carter, whose career is as a specialist and as a backup linebacker, to motivate the young guys that, as we had Chris Tabor here in the Dog Bowl, and I asked him, what are your goals? To get back into the top five as, the best returners or a top five coverage team. That's what you're going to have to win football games as this organization as we sit right now, but more so than anything in the AFC North. Grind them out.
Grind it out.
You've got Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. We've got a great defense. Let's win the special teams battle. You'll win more games than you lose if you do that consistently.
You've got to. That's what it is all about, getting it done. This team's going to play good defense, special teams, flip field position. You talked about Andy Lee and why he's going to be so important, and we all agree that he certainly will be very, very important for this team going forward. All right, when we come back, Mary Kay Cab from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer will join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.